actually, that's a good thing, that listening to your friends and family is probably one of the key aspects, because family members and friends tend to see these things in your relationship before you do. And I can't tell you the number of people who come into therapy and they said, yeah, my friends were saying this was a problem or this was a red flag, or my family members were telling me I shouldn't be treated like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the questions you need to ask. Does this person try to isolate you from those friends and family? Because that's one of the key things, because they don't want you getting feedback from other people saying that they have an issue or a problem. So look at that, and then look at the explosiveness of their temper. Again, this is such a red flag, and people will come in and go, I saw it when I was dating this person, and I just kept ignoring it.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to ignore an explosive temper. You want to be right on that in a relationship and say, hey, this is scaring me. This feels out of control. You've hit things. You've thrown things. Whenever I see that, whenever I hear that from anybody in therapy, I say that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Throwing things, hitting things, screaming at the top of your lungs, degrading you. Any kind of physically hurting you. No one deserves to be hurt in a relationship, no matter what has happened. So there's never an excuse for that.
Mm-hmm. Can you get objectivity from friends, or is that a mixed bag?
Yeah, I think if they're really good friends, there's something about the person they don't like. Now, maybe they just don't like their personality, but maybe they're seeing some of those signs. Maybe they're seeing that person constantly telling you what to do and trying to control you. And you're not even seeing that. You just think that the person is real assertive and has their own ideas. But maybe your friends are going, hey, this guy is, telling you what to do constantly. Or, this person is constantly accusing you of things. Doesn't that bother you when you see that from that person? So if they're really, really good friends and they're asking those really important questions, why is that person putting you down all the time? Why does he or she seem to be so jealous? The temper is scary. Don't you see it?
Mm-hmm.
Why is he constantly controlling you, telling you what to do, pressuring you to do things you don't want to do? Listen to your friends if they're saying that. Now, if it's just, his personality is quirky, or I don't like him because of the way he, certain hobbies he has or interests he has, that's different. But again, friends and feedback from people who know you and love you, who have your best interest, can really be one of the ways that you can get out of this sort of blindness that you have when you're falling in love or in love with somebody who begins to treat you poorly.